Paul, was it pretty nice to have the top two goal scorers in the NHL in your lineup for that shootout?
Well, you never know. Like that doesn't always line up, right? The guys, there are lots of high-end shooters that don't do what you saw there, and that was pretty gifted hands by both men on both those goals.
Something different from Line A, because we've seen him shoot, we've seen him tip it in, and here we see his deke. He's got it all, doesn't he?
Yeah, 95% of Manitoba said he was going to shoot that puck, but he does a lot more with the puck than just shoot it. And I think you'll see that as his timing gets down and he gets this game figured out.
You've had a lot of wins that you would have called character wins this year, more so the ones where there was big comebacks. This was a different kind of win, wasn't it?
It's a different win. It was the first time in the third. It was a quiet bench. And they were coming, and we weren't as good as we wanted to be. But penalty kill was real good. So there were pieces of the game that we can take a lot of confidence. The penalty kill was really good. And then some, I don't know if they call it even secondary scoring. Adam Lowry, whatever line he's been on, and now he's on the power play. He's been able to mark O'Dano as well. Toby's lots of confidence in the power play. I think Nicky Petan really makes so much of that happen with that unit. But a sense from the start that everybody feels like they have a piece of what's going on. Everybody on the bench is involved, and Chris Thorburn, big and physical, and did what he needed to do, and Andrew Kopp, real important. He went from the wing to center, but it's a critical piece to those penalty kills, so the entire bench gets a piece of the win.
To start the season, and I think because of the youth, you'd said in some ways you didn't necessarily know what to expect from this team. What do you expect from them now?
We've got you'd be able to call me a liar after you watched our game, but there's actually been a great consistency in our game in terms of the style of play. We didn't see it in the third. I think there are other reasons for that. We expect them to play the way that they did with that energy through the first two. And when you look at the Arizona game, I thought that was a really telling place because we didn't play any of that in the first period, but understood where we needed to go with our game, and were able to get that. We played with what we had, three periods of it in Colorado, and the first two here tonight. There's a better understanding of what our game's supposed to look like and what the players are asked of. I think even with a really young team and all the injuries they have, the guys that have come in have been important parts of it. So I expect us to compete really hard every single night. I understand we're going to make mistakes, then go back out and do everything you can not to make them again.
We talked about the increasing depth of this organization again to start the season. Is this what you expected, or is this best case scenario, the way that people come up?
To be honest with you, I mean, if you looked at the schedule, and I'm going to talk about our age, just say that schedule with the injuries that you have, we've gotten far greater contributions from players from the American Hockey League. I think they were really ready to come up when they came up in terms of their training camp and their prep with the Moose, with Pascal Vincent and his staff being able to mirror what we're trying to do here. I'm really pleased with the way this team plays. I like the way they work with each other. I like the way they talk to each other on the bench. I like the way they practice. They look like they're having fun together. It's a fun team to coach, and in terms of their commitment to what we're doing, I would say they've far exceeded my expectations. I thought that part they take care of themselves, and I do think that at the end of it, it comes down to, and there's other men involved. Blake Wheeler's had a major impact as captain of our team. You look at our comebacks, the goals that he scored when we've been down, his play, his effort level, I think he's stirring that drink.
You touched on it, and Blake also touched on it. You mentioned the third period, different reasons for why you had a bit of a down period. Blake thought you guys were trying to sit on the lead. Is that kind of your
experience? Yeah. It was the first period where I felt we were protecting the game. And it's the first time that I've had that. Maybe we've been chasing the game most games. But I think things had gotten to the point that it wasn't easy. That kind of team gets hard on the walls. They won so many contested battles off the wall in the third period. It's what they're really, really good at. And we didn't want to, and that's not a bad thing. So, you know, you want to win so bad that you get a little frozen. You got to learn how to work through that. So it's good. You don't want to play loose. And it was actually a good experience for our team to go through.
Paul, Dustin has mentioned a few times how he hasn't scored yet this year. He seemed to be jumping into the play a lot today and really looked threatening.
Just shorthanded.
Yeah, just shorthanded. do you think he's pressing a little too much, and is that a concern?
I don't know. I don't think the puck's going for him. I think he's actually starting to play a bit safer game with the puck at the blue lines. He's not taking as many risks in his game. But I think he's getting his shots. It's going to come.
And then just finally, you mentioned, I think, a couple of weeks ago, you were hoping one of your goaltenders might grab the reins and be able to run with them. You've now started Connor, I think, 5 of 6, and the schedule being what it is going forward, not too many more back-to-backs. Do you see this now as an opportunity that you could ride one of your goaltenders, specifically Connor?
It's an opportunity.
Paul, it might be a ways off because you still got a lot of guys injured, but is the play of Patan and Dano and Kopp and players like that going to give you a difficult decision when everybody's healthy?
It's not going to be that difficult. You know, I mean, these guys have played well. Being a pro in the NHL means you have to consistently play well. There are certain players, I think, that when you look at them and their pedigree and what they've done here, when they come back and they're healthy, they're going back into the lineup, and we'll figure it out from there. But I like Nick Patan. I like him at center ice with what he's done. I really do. I really liked Andrew Kopp's game on the wing, so now we've got some players maybe flip positions, so we look at them a little bit differently. Liked Howden's game in here for his first game in his hometown. I thought that's what this is. I mean, that's the competition, right, that drives your team, allows you to make different decisions going forward.
Paul, you mentioned in training camp that, you know, you have a philosophy, a system that you've had since you got in here, but the skill will allow you to maybe avert from that a little bit. I'm wondering, from the time you got here and the time you went to the playoffs to today, how different is this team philosophy or system-wise?
Style is different. The systems haven't particularly changed. Most teams, there are four basic defensive systems. Your forecheck without the puck, your neutral zone without the puck, your D-zone without the puck, and your penalty kill. Penalty kill has changed quite a bit. We have different people. We've got younger players, much improved in my mind. The style of game is quite a bit different. What we think we can do with the puck, what we focus on in the games. Tonight wasn't a good example because we ended up in the box on tripping and stick penalties, but we're a much more disciplined team with our sticks, much more effective with our sticks. So our style has changed, and that is completely personnel-driven. We've got a different weight to some of our forwards. We've got a different speed level. We have a different ability to move the puck. So we've made quite a few adjustments in the style of our game. Systems and attitude wouldn't have changed.
Just a quick follow-up, if I can. Is that a quick change from 2 years to go from that style and system and beliefs to this one?
Well, last year was painful, and that was the switch over, and then we have more skill and speed that have come into our lineup, and so it didn't feel quick last year.